This is CliffCentral.com.
Alrighty, rise and shine. Get ready for your Monday morning. What's happening, everybody? Are we looking happy, healthy, and full of bounce this Monday, or are you freezing cold and trying to hide away?
Healthy, be honest. Come on. Happy, full of bounce. Okay.
Do it. Come on. Attitude is everything, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You need a little checklist. Check it off your list.
Thank you. One of the reasons I'm always happy to see CA is he is busy and swamped with work and a little bit crazy. He always you're always happy. No, you are. You find a reason to have bounce in your step. Hey, good morning. Mabali's here. Sia's here. Amanda's here. I'm here. We're all here to look after you today and to help you make your day a little bit easier. That's what Mondays need. You need a helping hand, a guide, someone to take you through that first 3 hours of a Monday morning, which are the worst of the whole week. After that, everything improves. So if we can help you through that part of it, then from there on, it's going to be great. Right? No worries.
When will we ever be nominated for those humanitarian awards?
Oh, please. They don't appreciate us. Oh, no. They think we're doing this for our health.
We need more of those.
No, of course.
United Nations better make a call.
Correct. Morning, Mubs.
Hello.
What's happening?
It's all good.
Yo, I got out of bed this morning and I could feel it was extra cold. Like, you just know there's a wind.
Mm.
You could hear it. Last night when I went to sleep, I could hear the wind. That's when you just go, you know, like the next morning's going to be tough.
There was nothing better for me than waking up on Saturday morning and there was like the slight rain.
I know what you mean.
Yep, that is. I'm not going anywhere.
That's where you pull those blankets up to just under your chin.
Oh.
And you roll around again.
Oh.
Nice. All right, so let's get cracking with the immediate stuff. So what did everybody get up to over the weekend? Anything fun? Anything exciting? Anything newsworthy?
Oh, I just entertained at home.
Oh, nice.
That's all I did, yeah.
That's getting expensive, though, especially you have to buy the booze.
Oh, what sort of entertaining? You see, I just had, like, movie days.
Oh, right, okay.
Blankets, popcorn.
Okay, so yours was a lot.
Tons of wine, and then you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy.
That's a good budget.
Sounds good.
Easy, that's it. And I only just left
Popcorn's
the house.
Still cheap, right? We can do that.
Yeah.
We're still fine.
When I hear entertaining at home, though, I think, oh, that means you've got to cook a meal for a bunch of people. Mm. You've got to make sure that there's enough to drink for everybody. And that does get it's pricey. It's it doesn't cost nothing. If you want to do it properly, you really have to have a lot of cash in the drawer.
Yeah. But then, funnily enough, I went out for lunch yesterday, and one of the topics we were discussing with my friends is, you know, all of this economy stuff, but we still see people driving around these cars.
Uh-huh.
My one particular friend was hit on by this guy at the Durban July, who was, you know, splashing money about. I'm like, actually. Yeah.
No, there are people with money. Don't get it wrong. But those are not the normal people. Like the rich don't care what happens in the economy. They're just a little bit less rich, but they're still rich. You know,
we're a whole lot more broke.
Ordinary people are a lot more broke. I mean, they say that a lot of people are one paycheck. If one paycheck doesn't come through, they're screwed.
Well, what about savings?
This is what they're saying, is that people don't have savings. One paycheck goes awry and people are on their backsides, on the street. That's how on a knife's edge some people are financially. But let's not get into that. We were talking about the weekend.
Yeah.
Let's not mess that up. Amanda, everybody wants to know what happened.
People gotta know.
People gotta know.
I don't even know if I have a voice anymore.
Ooh. Listen to you. Where were you?
I had a hell of a weekend.
Evidently, you did.
By the way,
I regret it all so much.
What do you mean you regret it? What did you do? On Friday, we had you and your two cousins here. They had different plans.
Yeah, we all had different plans. We all like separated on Friday afternoon.
And what happened?
Friday, I was pretty good. I went to bed at 8. So brilliant. So good.
Okay, nice.
And Saturday.
Very responsible.
Yeah, no. Saturday, I was like, you know, I don't wake up late anymore. So I was like, this is the day I'm going to sleep in. And then at like 6:30, my mom was like, wake up, we're going to park run.
Oh,
really?
I was like, no. But now I'm like, I'm awake, so now I have to go.
Okay.
So we did this 5K park run. Whatever.
You did a 5-kilometer run?
You can run, walk, whatever.
Let me tell you something. I did a 3-kilometer jog stroke run once, Amanda.
Yeah.
It nearly killed me.
No, it's quite nice and refreshing.
Well, good for you, because I 5 kilometers? I want to cry.
No.
And then Saturday afternoon, I went to Calcacho's in Eastgate.
Nice.
And then I landed up at this place called Ridgeway, where we always go, and had a few drinks there.
Was Levinson hanging around?
Nobody's friend was, the one with the beard, Brandon.
See, now, okay, since we're on this topic, I knew that you guys now had a bit of like a friendship-friendly vibe.
Well, they hang out at the same place. It doesn't mean they even like each other.
But Amanda, what do you call him?
Oh, no, my cousin's called Dave Dad.
Okay. Does that not kind of send a shiver down your spine?
Well, it should send a shiver down his spine.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't care.
And then the other cousin that you came with on Friday, not Extra, but Star. What's Star's relationship with Dave?
Dave loves Star. Star doesn't particularly want Dave. But Star's 16, remember?
And we aren't talking just about like a general, oh, he's enamored. This is like a legit...
Don't tell me this is unhealthy, unsavory. No, really? God, we need to put a lock on Dave Levinson. All right, so anyway, you're at this Ridgeway place.
And
so it's like a bar. What is it?
It's like a bar.
Okay.
But we were playing pool, and like, I hate pool. Like,
it's awful.
I despise it. I think
whenever you have pool, it somehow attracts white trash.
Exactly. I
don't know what
so
that
trashy.
Is.
It's so trashy.
Yeah. It really, and you
and
get
then
people
want to pay for money,
and they smoke, and they got yellow fingers, and they've got those goddamn pool cues, and they always balance their drink somewhere on the table, and someone always knocks it over. It's just awful.
So, and then we were playing pool, and like, it was either I play or take 6 shots of gin.
Oh no! Come on, gin. You don't drink gin in shots.
I don't. But that was the deal. So I was like, okay, I'll take the gin, and then that was me gone Saturday afternoon. Then it was Movida, and Movida was actually brilliant, considering that I don't like it.
Saturday night?
Yeah, it was amazing.
I very nearly ended up there. I'm pleased that you handled Movida. I went somewhere else. I'll tell you my story just now. So what time did you leave there?
I think I left there at about 2 o'clock, eh?
Was it, as usual, the amount of, I mean, there are always bachelorette parties and things. Was there that usual quotient this week?
Gareth, there were these guys that were supposed to do like a whole dance show, whatever.
Like a ladies' night thing?
Like 25 of them. And then their show...
25!
Their show got cancelled. So these guys were just keen to party and drink. So it was just...
That were like male strippers?
I don't know what they were, but they were amazing.
Did they do they at least look good?
They looked like gorgeous, yeah.
Wow, all right. Good for you. Guess who's hanging out with us again this morning? Gord Laws decided to pop by.
Hello. Morning, guys.
Yay. Yay.
By the way, this Monday evening / morning appointment.
By the way, Ben is not here this week because Ben is doing some family holiday.
Family vacancy.
Now, that sounds really... You don't have to say that. He's been dead for how many years? You fuckancy. What kind of way is that to talk? So, anyway, Ben's doing something very savory this week. He's away with his family. They're going to have, they're probably going to braai every night. They're going to sit in circles and sing kumbaya. Who knows? Sounds very good.
What does Ben actually do when he's on holiday? Because Ben is like so disciplined. He's one of those dudes.
Yeah, he's
right?
Probably going to fly his drone around and ignore his family.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or play golf.
Amanda, it sounds like you had an incredible weekend.
No, it was epic. It was great. It was fabulous. Time to just chill.
It doesn't have to end with pool tables. It can end with male strippers.
Can you believe it? And I wasn't even going to go, because what happened is I went with Extra to this place where we were playing pool and drinking. And I said to her, we are here for 2 hours. I need to then go home and get ready because I'm going out and you're going home.
Yeah.
So then she's like, if you take me home, I'm going to be very mad at you. So I thought, oh, really? So I thought, you don't even know where you're staying. Like, you don't even know the area, but I'll leave you here. So I landed up leaving her there.
Oh, that's such an irresponsible thing to do.
And then she, like, her grandma was like phoning me at 2 a.m. And then I'm like, Robin, where are you? And she's like, no, I'm just at Brandon's house. And I thought, that's it. No, I'll just leave you there. And that's Dave's friend.
Oh, my God. This is very messy.
Need to draw like a taxonomy diagram.
Yeah.
So you can see who's who and who's connected to
who. No, what we need is a crime chart.
No, exactly.
You know, is that what they put up in those detectives' offices where they take the string from this guy's photograph to that guy's? Okay, then that's exactly the taxonomy diagram. All right, now listen. I had a very, very chilled Friday. Saturday was I woke up on Saturday morning and I felt great. And then it was too cold to actually do anything useful and – you know,
yeah.
I basically wasted Saturday. I did nothing at all for the whole day, which was fantastic. Saturday night, a couple of friends were going through to Rockets, so I decided to join them there. Mm-hmm. And you know the thing about that place is, for some reason, it is, and it's only been around a month or so, it is flypaper for beautiful women.
I don't know how they got the clientele done and dusted so well.
Nice.
But Friday, funnily enough, Friday afternoon, I was meeting up with a friend of mine and I was like, oh, you know, we should go to this amazing place, Rockets and Bryanston. We didn't book a table. We got there and it was full. This is around like 4:30.
But they do something very clever. Like they close at midnight. You can't stay longer than that.
Really?
Yeah. They stop serving drinks at midnight. It stops people from being
trashy.
I don't know. I can get trashy by midnight if I put my mind to it.
Challenge accepted.
But by and large, I mean, most of the trash, you know, like, I mean, it's always like nothing good ever happens after 2 a.m. ever.
Yeah. I've got a theory that they should close ATMs between 2 and 6 because there is nothing that you need an ATM for at that time that's good.
Yeah.
Like,
hookers and drugs.
But let's assume you have a bank card and your bank card has money in it.
Yeah.
Thus, you need an ATM to get the money out of the bank card.
Yeah.
You can't use an ATM without a bank card. So if you've got a bank card and the bank card has money in it and you need nappies or milk or water, whatever, you can swipe for that at the garage.
Yeah.
Like, they shouldn't be open because it's just bad.
The ATMs should shut down. Yeah. Well, look, I thought I'd lost my bank card because I woke up yesterday and I had a couple of things to do. I went through the gym and I had to go for a lunch meeting. And then I suddenly realized, shit, I don't have my card. And you know, you immediately think I left it at the bar or I've dropped it out of my wallet or something. And you get paranoid and it was at home in my jeans pocket that was already in the wash. It was fine. But you get into this wild panic for a second. You're like, oh no, I'm going to have to cancel the card. Where could it be?
And you start to try to backtrack and think about how your night ended.
There's no way you're going to remember. So I rushed back home after all of that and I start rummaging through the sort of laundry and I find the jeans that I was wearing and there, thank God, is the thing in the back pocket. But one of my friends lost his phone. Have you ever left something in an Uber?
Yes, phone, it happens.
Yeah.
Thankfully not.
Right. It's actually, I mean, I don't know whether he's had any luck because I sent him the number and all the rest of it. But he left his phone in an Uber. Mm-hmm. And it's just so, you have a great night and then something like that can really screw it up.
But we're so dependent. I mean,
totally.
Like, I wouldn't even know, like, how the majority of people that I would phone, okay, my brothers, with the exception of my brothers, I don't know the phone numbers of the people I would call for help in most situations.
You don't know them off, they're not in your head.
You don't need to know them.
Exactly.
Do you remember back in the day, you could remember like your best 15 friends' phone numbers and you had a little rhythm. You'd make a rhythm of it. Da, 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 da. And that's their number.
This is freaking
Listen to this quickly. So the same friend who lost his phone on the way to the party, we were busy talking and he's like, do you remember how if you wanted to go out with a girl, you would have to phone her landline at her house once. I know this is not a millennial problem, but we're old, okay? You'd have to phone her house. You'd probably have to talk to her mom or something before you got to talk to her. So you'd have these conversations like, hello, Mrs. Anderson.
Oh, hello, Gareth. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
How's school?
Yeah, it's going all right. Is whatever her name is there?
Yes, let me just go and call her.
But you'd end up talking to her you'd get to know her mom's name. How many people who are dating today know their girl or guy's parents' names or any of that? They don't. They're not connected to anything. You get hold of them in their phone. You don't have to know their environment. You don't have to know anything about them. It's totally, it's different in every way.
Yeah.
Now, as the youngest at home, I only remember always being the one who was basically like cock blocking my sisters. So whenever the landline rang, I'd run to the phone. I'm like, hello, who is this? And I'd make a huge thing out of it because now it was a boyfriend calling and then they wouldn't want my parents to know. I was like, okay, well, remember this. Pass the phone over to my sisters. Then I'd always run upstairs to our study where the other landline was.
And I'd listen
on the conversation.
Wow.
As soon as it was over, then there was a bribe happening. I was like, okay, so about what happened on Saturday night? Yes, I heard. So what am I getting to not tell the parents?
I'm surprised your sisters didn't just destroy you, beat you up every single opportunity they got.
But also just like the sheer potluck of it. And like I remember like the family would be together, the phone would ring, and there was like this urgent scramble to answer it, but it was somebody's turn. Somebody else didn't want to do it because they'd done it the most recently. And you just answered. It could be anybody.
Mm.
Like now you got Truecaller and you're not going to answer unless it's literally someone who owes you money.
Have you ever got one of the, well, not ever, but recently, because they've only started doing it recently, these robo calls?
Yes, dude. Mm.
Oh my God.
They're
dude.
Annoying.
So I don't know, like 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning,
mm-hmm.
I get this number comes up on my phone and I thought, well, this looks legit. You know, I don't know. It's not on my phone,
mm-hmm.
but it rings and I answer it and hello, da 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 insurance. Da, 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 da.
Press 1 to speak to a human.
I wanted to throw the phone against the wall and smash it into a million pieces. I mean, yes, you don't need to be woken up by that on a Sunday morning.
And you also...
Really. How dare they?
No, it's the worst.
You almost want to take that... I wanted to punish that company.
I've got an idea, and if anybody wants to
get on board,
dude, spamshamer.com or .co.za.
What is
that? It's a thing that I want to make. It's a website where you just list companies that have spammed you or cold call you.
Yes.
And there's levels like cold call outside of office hours. Cause now I got getting cold called at 8 PM.
Yeah. Not good.
Robot cold call, and people go on there and they just like rank these companies. So when you decide, okay, now I need like car insurance and you want to go to, what's it called? The thing, Hippo or something, compare quotes. You're like, okay, cool. Well, I got 3 comparatively good quotes. Let me go see how they rank on Spam Shamer. Ah, well, this one is a level 9 spammer, so I won't use them. I will eliminate any companies. There are products I refuse to use because of how bad their advertising is. So I go to the supermarket. I'm buying dishwashing liquid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I eliminate 4 brands and I'm like, okay, what's left? There's like super grapefruit
but then
flavor.
You have to be super conscientious about that.
I am. I'm mad about that.
You're in the advertising business.
Well, yeah. And the grammar business. So also if you have spelling errors or grammar errors anywhere on your product. So it's easy for me to make shopping choices. I like whittle away. Then there's two things left and I choose the one I like the packaging of the most.
Yeah.
So it's the same. Like spam. You must fuck
there
off.
Should be a punishment. There should be some kind of, a cost to these companies that do this to us, because you know they buy these databases, and I want to know who sells them first of all.
And dude,
buy them, and then we have to suffer through having to listen to robot calls that you can't even get angry with that.
But this is the even more sinister part, right? So you get the thing that says you have the choice to respond to us and opt out, like you ever opted in. So now, dickfaceinsurance.com. Has sent you this thing and given you the opportunity to opt out. So you opt out. They no longer will contact you, but the database that sold them your number now upgrades you to active number being monitored.
Correct.
Does respond.
Correct.
So the next person that buys you pays more for you because you opted out of the first thing.
Oh my goodness.
Now it would not bother me if you actually got that money.
What do you mean?
Like if
it
you
would
were
still bother me.
If you were in a database, let's say you were in a database and you got paid for every time someone bought your number in that database, even if it was a cent every time, because it would accumulate over time. The problem is someone else is making that money out of you and having your number and selling you on to somebody.
You got to receive 1,000 cold calls to get $100.
That's fine. No. It's fine. For some people, it would make a difference. Yeah. I would like to pay to not be.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think it should be illegal. Well. I just think it's like it's theft of your personal information. It's
illegal.
It should be illegal. Yeah. Some sort of frame somewhere.
But just one more thing on that topic from my side is that I've learned in recent years trying to develop into something of a pleasant human being with mixed results that the individuals that make those calls are generally doing it because they really don't have any access to another job. It's a soul-destroying job. They need money.
You don't want to be rude.
Some terrible asshole in a suit or a room full of suited assholes that make the decision to spend millions on these databases, set up a call center, and hire people who have no choice but to do that job. So I very politely tell them I'm not interested, and on the third no, then I unleash the spirit of hell upon them. But up to that point, I'm extremely nice.
I agree that we don't want to be mean to them, because this is somebody who they usually, it's their first job maybe, or they can't, as you say, get another job, and they're not doing it because they hate you,
and they also don't like it.
No,
I found that the most successful route that or tactic that I use, and it works every time, as I say, I'm not interested, and then they ask you why, because they always do. And I simply say to them, I have no money. I am poor. And then they go, okay, bye.
Because now they have to deal with that. No, like, I mean, it's their problem.
What is your comeback going to be after I am poor? And I say it every time and every single time.
Nobody ever admits
they
that.
They apologize, and then they say goodbye, have a good day.
Yeah, because there really is no going forward after that.
Yeah,
I think they sit there after they've taken my buddy's call. They put the phone down and they start to cry.
No, I mean, I'm honest about it. I have no money.
I also like, I get elaborate with it, especially when I'm in I'm working in an open plan office environment, like when there's people around. I like make it a theatrical thing. And I've once, on more than one occasion, I have declared, oh my God, there's a bear, and put the phone down. And how do you argue with it? Like, holy shit, there's a bear. And then, I have to go, there's a bear. And you put the phone down. I figure, Brad.
Of all things you could have picked,
oh, it's
a bear.
It's gotten worse than a bear. Okay. There've been fires. There've been bears. But like, have some fun with it.
You know, just saying like it's a fire, they'll now call you with like insurance next time.
Yeah, bear insurance.
For that fire you went through, here's an insurance package.
But just try have some fun with it. Brighten your own life. Try have some fun with it.
Yeah, that's fun as well. That's a good way.
Oh my God, this is
I have never.
Alright, well, an eventful. Did you do anything fun? You just came in, so did you do anything exciting this weekend? A friend of yours came up to me on Saturday and said, oh, do you know Gord Law's that asshole? But he wasn't smiling, so I said,
you mean
yeah.
Lovingly, or?
I think his name is Nick.
Yeah, it's like saying I met your friend Chris.
Anyway, he said he worked with you at some point.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. Lots of my friends don't like me, but I had one that peaked late. I've got this friend. It's kind of similar situation to Extra, except he's a dude and he's 35. My pal Kulani phoned me needing social backup on Sunday, and I refused several times.
What do you mean social backup? Like he didn't want to go out on his own?
No, he's out. My favorite haunt in Joburg is Hell's Kitchen in Melville, and he was there, and I'd been there the night before, and I was like chilling. I'd visited my nieces and my brothers and had like a really grown-up Sunday. Now at like 4:30, Kulani needs me to come there.
This is last night?
Yesterday afternoon, yeah. Kulani needs me to come there. It's very important. He's there and he's like trying to – there's a girl that he likes and she's there. Then there's a girl who's an old friend of mine who he's told I'm coming and she's desperately wants to see me. Then he does the thing where he phones you and puts her on the line. And she's like, oh, you have to come. Kulani said you're coming. You have to come. And I'm like, okay, fine. There's something I have to fetch from a friend in the area. I'll pop by, get there at like 4:30, have a beer, have another beer, and then arrive bright and early at 11:30 last night. And that's 10 minutes late for today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brave.
This would have been much better on a Friday or a Saturday.
Everything in your nature should rebel against you doing anything on a Sunday night that requires more than turning on the television or getting to bed.
The rule is the carte blanche rule.
Yeah.
You have to be there for carte blanche to officially ruin your weekend. If you're elsewhere, if you're out and carte blanche is already declaring the weekend over, then
then there's problems. Like, be home for carte blanche.
You see, that is exactly the mistake that I made last night.
Oh, no.
As carte blanche was starting, I was leaving.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
I was invited to a braai, and I was just like,
a post carte blanche Sunday braai.
I mean, the people that I joined, though,
these are Philistines.
They had started early on the Sunday, so they had been going at this thing pretty much for the whole afternoon. And then, you know, my one friend phoned me and he was like, "Oh no, you need to come, you need to come." So I said, "No, dude, it's, you know, Sunday, I'm comfortable." But then I decided to join them. Big mistake. When I woke up this morning, I could feel it. It hurt everywhere.
Mm.
Everywhere.
Oh no.
All right, well, we'll deal with you gently. Let's get into some news. Brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. You need to get over there because, like Amanda said, she did this on what, Friday or Saturday? When did you go?
Saturday morning.
What did you have?
A margarita.
Very good. With nothing to spoil it. No stupid meat toppings.
Nothing. And I've never ordered a margarita. Like, I don't like a plain pizza, but it was actually really good.
That's it. Ha! See, I'm winning you over one at a time. Amanda's on board. So go along. You can get more exciting things than margaritas if you want to. You can also get great pastas and salads and lots of other good stuff at Colcacchio Pizzeria. Go and check them out. If you haven't been to a Colcacchio yet, you need to do this. It's the best way to improve your life, one meal at a time. Let's get into the news. Here's Mubs.
The bear is still there. Okay, so over the weekend, independent... Is he okay, though? Sounds like you might have problems. Okay, so over the weekend, independent media got a hold of Johann Rupert and wanted to get his opinion on the whole Bell Pottinger situation. Now, I wasn't aware of this, but Rupert said that his company had actually contracted Bell Pottinger to look after their corporate image for close to 19 years. Did you know that? I mean, he has personal dealings with the company. I hope he washed afterwards. So, you know, as part of his opinion that they got over the weekend, he said that Bell Pottinger knew what their people were up to in South Africa and that willful blindness is no defense in a court of law. Their fingerprints are all over it, he said. The PR company issued an apology to South Africa on Friday, but, you know, we gave them a big up yours and just declined that apology.
Yeah, people didn't stop all weekend.
Yeah, saying it was unaware that its staff were sowing racial discord in their bid to promote its then clients, the Guptas. Now, it was Bell Pottinger who, according to the Gupta Leaks emails, brought the phrase white monopoly capital into the public discourse. And Johann Rupert, his name has often been brought into that whole conversation, you know, in the context monopoly capital.
If you've worked for him and his companies doing PR for 19 years, and then you throw him under the bus as white monopoly capital, you have to be the most scurrilous company known to man. Like, you, as soon as they're not paying you anymore, you turn on them. Like, let's make him the enemy.
Now, over the 19...
These people are so dodgy.
Over the 19-year period, he said that all they did was issue press releases on behalf of his businesses. His relationship with Bell Pottinger started after an introduction to the company's founder, Lord Tim Bell, by former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher.
Oh.
Yeah. Bell founded Bell Pottinger in 1987. Was also Thatcher's communications advisor. Although the reasons for Rupert firing the PR agency back in August of 2016 were not disclosed, he hinted on Friday that he felt uneasy about its dealings with the Guptas.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Okay. And then Twitter has slammed Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma for a tweet that she posted over the weekend. The former AU Commission chairperson has come under fire on Twitter following her tweet about a female president.
What did she say?
To be specific, she said, "If we elect a female president, we can look to her to empower women and fast-track women's emancipation." But Twitter was having none of that. Many have criticized her, saying that she is unfit to be the next leader.
What did they say to her?
Ah, gosh.
Because the first thing that she should do if she cares about women empowerment is to say, listen, these Guptas who were sexually harassing people that worked for them ought to be thrown out of the country. Or at very least, not be allowed to employ anybody, right? Is that too much to ask? If you're going to stand up for women's rights, should we start with that?
She's not playing her cards right or knows the right things to say at all.
No, she's really... I think she's a bit... I like doddery. I get the feeling like she's a bit of a... like a granny. She's sort of on a... I don't know if she's entirely clued up as to how things work. She's been at the AU for a while, and I think she has a very old school way of dealing with politics. I don't even know if she's the one who's tweeting. I'm not sure she has a smartphone.
Okay,
I'm not being insulting. That's what I really don't think she's. She's a very old school thinker in many ways.
I think also, you know, people eventually kind of saw through it all, and you know, a lot of people are saying that but Nkosi Dlamini Zuma is really just an extension of President Jacob Zuma. In which case, then we definitely don't want her because you know, we don't want his arm still reaching into.
Yeah.
The different jars.
Do you know
he's poisonous.
She was also endorsed by the ANC Youth League, which is not a good look for you. I don't care what you say. So it's a case of, we don't like who you're aligned with.
Right.
Do you know who I forgot up until last week when she came back into the news? Phumzile Mlambo
Ngcuka. She used to be our deputy president.
Exactly, and you'd think that, you know, this would have been amazing for her. But, you know, she's now back at the UN Women. She's reappointed there for another term.
What, is she the president there or something? I mean, she was a very impressive candidate. She was a very impressive deputy president. For a while, I think she was acting president.
Mm.
And obviously, she and her husband fell from favor.
Yeah, she,
Bulelani Ngcuka and her, they fell from favor because they weren't supporting President Zuma.
She's added another 4 years to her term as executive director of the United Nations Women. But you actually think you know, you could have been here right now, but well.
She would have been better than what choices we have in terms of women candidates now, right? She would have been an amazing option. But alas, we've lost her, like so many good people. Anything else?
This is the extent to which I will do something even remotely related to sport.
Wimbledon.
While Ben is not here. No, not even.
Venus Williams.
No, we'll get into Venus Williams later because I'm hearing people now saying that she may not have been responsible for that car accident that claimed someone's life as was initially reported. But we'll get into all of that. But no, it all has to do with the manufacturers of Biogen. Which is now saying that athletes should not use their over-the-counter sports products because of a potential steroid situation.
Oh, really?
Biogen has found that some of their products contain testosterone, which, you know, for athletes is a big no-no, especially if they're undergoing drug tests.
Mm-hmm.
The SA Institute for Drug-Free Sport said that a doping control laboratory at the University of the Free State picked up various forms of banned testosterone in the product. Biogen have denied that they have this steroid in their products, but they say that they will be sending their stuff to a laboratory in the UK for a precautionary measure. The contamination was actually discovered by one of their ambassadors, funnily enough, Angolan Damate Pena. He is a mixed martial arts professor, and he was given the product for free by Biogen, and then he tested positive for steroid use. So he did a little bit of investigative work, and he says that no, it, you know, the steroid traces back to the Biogen products that he was using. Now, in South Africa, of course, school rugby players are tested for such banned steroids, so meaning that if they're using any of these products, you know, they could potentially end up in some other kind of trouble.
How hardcore is it that you've got to test schoolboys for steroids? Like the testing, there's a bureau.
Listen, Gord, I'm sorry. You look at schoolboys now. Some of these guys are so enormous.
They're
huge. They must weigh like over 100 kilograms in matric. I've seen some of these guys at the gym, and they are frightening. And you think, you can't be at school.
Yeah. There were guys who were balding.
You
in
look
matric.
42.
I had a balding friend in matric. He wasn't on steroids, though. He was just unfortunate.
Well, it's past being unfortunate.
But the story with DeMart Penner, it's an interesting one because I've been following it. I know DeMart. He's an absolutely stand-up guy. I mean, in my experience with MMA, obviously with exceptions, obviously some of them are just butts that like to have permission to beat people up. But a lot of the actual fighters are really like spiritually, they're all into the whole balance of life, martial arts. It's a test of will and courage and big respect for the opponent.
You contain your power. Like you
learn to hone it.
You can be unleashed.
Yes, and it's also like, but the butts are generally the fans.
Yeah.
The fights break out in the audience. So, DeMart is like a hell of a stand-up dude, and I followed the story, and he literally, they found the substance. He was like, look, absolutely no way that I took it. He personally took all of the products he was given and sent them for independent testing, and they found this thing in the product.
Mm-hmm.
The independent laboratory science people found this thing in the product,
right.
And it was not listed on the ingredients, and he showed it to the, and he's now got the minimum suspension, has not been stripped of his title, as far as I know. I stand to be corrected on that, but as far as I know, he hasn't had any penalty aside from the minimum suspension, which I think is 30 or 60 days, and now they've had to look into these supplements and stuff. But I mean, supplements is such a hectically uncontrolled industry. The stuff that they, I mean, have you ever taken a pre-workout before you've drawled at the gym?
But I haven't, but I've heard that what it does, it's like thermogenic. So it makes these people, they go red in the face.
You rave.
Yeah.
You start liking the music they play in the gym. That's the first sign that things are going bad. Oh. Your face goes bright pink. You suddenly take the heaviest weights and throw them up to the ceiling. Your t-shirt just grows its own Ed Hardy logo.
Ed Hardy.
You rave for like 45 minutes, and then you have a massive come down afterwards. And
so what is it, like, speed?
Dude, I don't know.
It's like ephedrine.
It's hardcore, though. You get warm. Your face tingles. You become aggressive.
It's not good.
You start liking the techno. It's like, it's bizarre. It's not something that you should just be able to go to Discim at any age, buy a tub of, scoop into your drink and have. You should be prescribed this by a shaman, a doctor, or Hard Eddie.
A shaman. So this guy was given a minimum suspension.
Yeah.
In the event that they find out that, you know, he's not guilty of what they suspect him of, is it just a simple case of reversing the suspension? I mean, what about?
No, they have to. Like, I mean, again, I'm not an expert on it. I did read the whole press release that came out from EFC Worldwide, formerly EFC Africa. I used to long ago do the ring announcing for them.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was good fun. That, and so I follow it, and I read the thing, and they basically said, like, the body that deals with drugs and medication, what do you call it, doping in sport, is external to them, and they have to kind of hand over power to them and say, okay, do what you got to do. Now, because he has the stuff in his system, he can't immediately compete.
Uh-huh.
Regardless of how it got there, he's got a banned substance in his system, and thus potentially an advantage. But yeah, I mean, DeMart is literally, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he's spiritual, he's religious, and various other good things. He's not a chance taker, and he's undefeated. So he has to face some sort of penalty. But they made it.
But I love the way he came forward and said, "Hey, he looked into it
himself."
Yeah. That's stand up and honest.
With obviously the support of his team, Fight Fit Militia, who are an extremely professional, extremely well oiled, extremely world class. No buttery whatsoever kind of institution of martial arts.
No buttery.
There we go.
You don't want buttery getting into your martial arts gym, or else it just becomes egos.
I need to ask short people a question.
Oh.
It's an interesting segue. Because
I had a conversation with someone on Saturday night. There was some dude who had been causing trouble. There's always a guy who causes trouble. He's always short. And he always looks for a fight with the biggest guy in any place. Maybe it's buttery, who knows? But I think there's I need to know from short men. Like, I understand that you're not as, you can't see as much because you're not as high up as a lot of the other guys. But you mustn't, just because you're at crotch level, doesn't mean you must start swinging at everybody.
Spoken like a true lanky bastard, yo.
Yeah.
No, come on.
I don't know. I find that like anyone can be a butch. You can aspire to it from any level.
From any height.
Yeah, no, from any height you can cause trouble for no reason. And I find it's often the big muscly irks that like have lost penis in order to gain weight that need to try and throw lost these. And they're penis. Bad at okay. fighting. Mm. They throw these wild haymakers. They've got no technique. They just want to like try and club you to death with their arms.
It's all the guys on steroids as well.
Yeah.
Like, all those guys started them in high school.
Or even, yeah, they used to play rugby in high school. I think they are. The shape. Shaven bears, I like to.
The what? The no, not again.
The shaven bear.
It's back.
Yeah, it's about the bear sound effect. I'm afraid I've ruined Monday for everyone.
Yeah, sorry. All right, it's 17 minutes to go until 7. We don't have sport this morning because Ben isn't here. But there is there's some stuff worth talking about. This coming weekend is, for a lot of people, it means that peak winter has set in because you have Wimbledon finals. Now, I don't know why, maybe because my parents both loved tennis when I was a kid growing up in their house, and Wimbledon was a big thing.
Me too, dude.
Right. So my mom and my dad, there would be heaters on all over the house. There would be Wimbledon on the TV. There would be soup on the stove.
Yes, dude.
Right?
Yeah. Same exact
thing. Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
And you'd also get the spiel. Your parents knew about the tennis players.
Definitely.
There wasn't like the website and the Wikipedia. You couldn't just like know who they were. So your parents would tell you like, this is Ivan Lendl. He's from this country. Yeah. He's like very good. He's the one we're supporting this time.
And you didn't have an option. You had to support whoever they supported.
Yeah.
Unless the parents were divided, in which case you picked a parent, which had political implications of its own.
Yeah, when I was growing up, it was a Steffi Graf era. Like that's who we went with all the time.
Oh, really?
Every time.
Andre Agassi in my family, man. And Steffi Graf, as it happens.
Mm.
Yeah. I kind of, I don't remember who they supported, but I just know it was never and has never been Andy Murray. Like my mother cannot stand Andy Murray.
But that's not, the other that's day not she, back in the day.
The other day she was going crazy for this, this Rasta dude. Dustin Brown,
if
that's
I'm not
right.
mistaken.
She yeah. was, oh, go kill him,
kill him, kill him.
Oh. It's insane. It's the only time she really gets amped up about sport of any kind ever. My dad will watch whatever's on, cricket, rugby, whatever. She, Wimbledon. And if you got that, like, you know, you've reached the very dead center of winter when the Wimbledon finals.
Is that what Wimbledon represents for you?
After that, it does start getting better.
The winter solstice.
Yeah. After that, and I know that the winter solstice is already past us, but after that, after Wimbledon, things definitely start getting warmer. All right, let us turn our attention quickly to Anthea, who's in the studio this morning on a Monday. We're lucky enough that she can come in and join us. She's not busy bungee jumping or four-wheeling or gymming
skiing
or swimming or skiing
somewhere.
Or, you know, doing all that
kite
exciting
surfing
stuff.
Another right, day I mean, in the life of Anthea Gardner.
There's no messing around with Anthea. She doesn't have time for fools. And this morning she is here in the studio with us, so it's time for her music and for the money shot. You know what happens here is we get an update on all the things that are going on in the markets, what's happening to whose money, where it's going, if there is any money, all that kind of thing. Here she is, Anthea Gardner, everybody. Are you ready?
It's fair about out there. That's working hard for their money.
That's right.
After getting how they live. Doing what they gotta do to make ends meet. It's the American dream. The almighty God.
I work hard for my money. So,
listen to Sia raving like that. He's had a free workout. All right, Anthea, how are you?
I see a
I'm
whole
good,
music video for this now.
Yeah. See, I
with
don't
whole
know
music video.
With
if
money.
It's the song yes. or if it's Sia dancing that I love more. I think I'm going to go with Sia dancing. That was pretty cool, Sia.
All right. So, Ms. Gardner, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm good. I feel like I should be skiing. It's so cold. My word. I don't like this cold
You haven't
weather.
Done a French trip this year yet. When do you usually do it?
Normally this time, August.
Is it because the economy is so dire at the moment?
The economy is so shit. Yeah. Actually, all my friends are in France at the moment, so it's a little bit depressing. I'm off for a couple of days in 2 weeks' time, though. I don't think I'll make it to France. I'm undecided. But I have to go to London for work, so.
Okay.
2 weeks' time, you'll probably not see me.
So we'll have Martin or Henry or
Saleo or Saleo, yeah. One of the boys. Or Sarah right. Shaw, who got engaged last week.
Hey.
Yeah.
Half for her.
Mm-hmm. On the Isle of Capri, as you do.
Casually. Oh, gosh.
You know some very, very satisfied people.
Casually. Yeah.
We're not doing this life thing right.
Where do we begin on a Monday morning? What should we start with?
Friday. So,
all right.
Yeah, it wasn't great on Friday. The market was down about 0.75%. Although for the week, we ended just over 0.5% higher. For the year, we're now about 2% up on the JSE. There really was absolutely no news, no company news to drive markets on Friday. So it really was all about global markets, and global markets really were just muted, dull, very dull. I think a couple of things. So first of all, the G20, like no one's enjoying that. And then secondly,
no.
It's boring, right? And then secondly,
unless you're a protester in Hamburg.
Oh yes, of course.
Then you can burn something. Then the G20 is worth your while.
Absolutely, yeah. Then there's fun and games. And then central bankers are now starting to talk about tapering properly. So Japan's doing it. The ECB are doing it.
What does that mean?
So they're going to stop liquidity injection. They're going to stop holding up the market by pumping cash into it. So you know, so what's happened with the bond market before during GFC, the government just printed money, pumped quantitative easing basically, pumped money into the system, bought a whole lot of bonds. And the idea was that as they threw money into the system and they were buying bonds, holding on to the bonds, they pushed bond yield up, that the money would flow into the economy. The problem, of course, was that it didn't actually flow into the economy. It got stuck in the banking system. And that's why the recovery has been so slow. But there is right. recovery. And so now they're saying, that's it. We're going to stop buying bonds. We're going to reduce our balance sheet. And, well, you're going to just have to survive on your own. Basically, they're weaning us off.
How long did it take them to figure out this wasn't working? Aren't these supposed to be smart people?
Well, we're 2017, now 8 years.
Okay, that's a hell of a long time for the rest of us to be paying for your lesson.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. It is, actually. I tell you what, the thing is that they were worried about, or what they thought would happen, is that there would be inflation in the system because you're now pumping money into the system. And actually that hasn't happened either. And in the US, we've spoken about this so many times, is that they're looking for 2% inflation. And actually last week, inflation was a little bit lower. Mm. And so again, you know, they're worried about what's going in. We'll talk about US non-farm payrolls in a minute. But generally this tapering, and if you remember in 2012, I think it was, the market had something called a taper tantrum. So the central bankers were doing exactly what they're doing now. They're saying, right, we're going to stop supporting this economy. We're going to stop pumping cash into it. And the market went crazy. Like it plummeted and all investors were saying, no, the economies are not ready. You still need to give us our drug. You need more cash in the system. And the markets fell. And so the central bankers gave in and started pumping money back into the economy. Wow. And now I think they're just going to do it slowly. But you can see that they're talking about it and that markets are coming off. And that's pretty much where we were on Friday. I mean, emerging markets were under quite a bit of pressure. The MI6, which is the Russian benchmark index, was down 70 basis points and probably the worst performer in emerging markets. And then on top of that, we had resources really under a lot of pressure. So our resource index was down about a percent. Silver on Friday morning stopped trading. It had what we call a flash crash.
Silver.
Yeah. I know, because we actually still trade silver.
Because vampires, obviously.
Yes, of course. I was wondering what else you would use silver for.
Because it's really just for vampires and family heirlooms that you would use to pour tea for very, very special guests.
You see, people only notice something once it's a problem. The vampire situation is nicely under control. Thank you, silver market.
Well, there you go then. And that's why no one's buying silver anymore, because the vampire problem is under control. Anyway,
sounds as good a reason as to pump money into the system to artificially create bond yields.
Liquidity.
Yeah, come on.
Okay. So silver dropped 10% and stopped trading because a $25 million trade went through the market.
Who was buying all that silver?
Or selling.
Yeah.
I think it was selling. Yes, that's why they pushed it down, because nobody wants silver anymore. And nobody takes photos or prints photos anymore, because that's what they used to use silver for.
Uh-huh.
Gold also
silver
under
nitrate.
Yep.
It's a photo reactor.
Oh, look at you. I'm worried you're going to give me the, well, you probably already know the chemical symbol, right?
Well, of course, Ag is for silver. Yeah. NO3. Okay. Nitrate.
I thought you were going to give me the weight as well.
What do you mean the weight?
What do they call it? The
molecular weight.
Yeah. There's a number.
I'm not going to do it now. Okay. That would be showing off.
Jeez. Yeah, no, that would just be ridiculous.
I know it, but I'm just not going to tell you now.
Okay, and then gold fell as well on Friday, and oil was down, and worse still, platinum last week was under a lot of pressure. So all these commodities. Platinum, though, was an interesting one because it was driven down after Volvo Cars, so not AB Volvo, which is a different company, by the way, Volvo Cars, which is actually Chinese-owned, said that by 2019 they were going to stop producing cars that used catalytic converters. So there goes the platinum market. They were going to move into electric cars, and by 2025 all their cars they manufacture would be electric cars.
That makes a lot of sense. Catalytic converters cost a lot of money because platinum's expensive.
Yeah, and I think it's just a matter of, because China has such a huge pollution problem, that they're moving away from
fossil fuels.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, at least that's smart.
They built an enormous solar farm. I saw it on the internet.
In the
shape of a panda. That's the coolest thing ever. As you fly over it, it's a giant panda. But it's a solar farm.
The Chinese can do that.
So cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Bizarre.
All right. So we've talked about silver and gold and platinum. Yeah. We sound like metallurgists.
Okay. Right. So of course our market, our resources were down 1% on the back of that. Our gold shares, Anglo Gold was down almost 4% on Friday. Yeah. Really bad. Really, there wasn't much company news, but there was one company, the JSE on Friday, that said they're going into cost cutting measures.
Uh-oh.
They're going to save, or they're planning to save 170 million rand in the next 2 years. And they're going to retrench 60 out of the 400 odd people they employ.
Wow.
Yeah, so the move really, and the JSE, you know, it's one of the shares we really love because it's such a great cash cow. It's a monopoly. Although there are a few new exchanges, probably two new exchanges that come to light recently. But the JSE really does dominate, and they're way ahead of the curve in terms of technology, processing power, just everything. And so they said they're going to cut back on their technology spend. And I think people were a bit worried. You know, when did they report results? At the beginning of this year or the end of last year, where their results weren't that great. I mean, they're still a decent dividend payer. I think it's about 3.5% dividend yield at the moment. But of course, that share will come under pressure when you see this happen. To be expected, I guess. And they said, of course, they said, like every other company in South Africa, it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah. Well, listen, I suppose everybody's been trying their best to cut costs.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Oh. That slipped out.
There we go.
That escalated quickly.
Descended.
Everyone's trying to cut costs, clearly, because that's the best way to immediately improve your profit margins.
And you really don't have a choice, right? Because
no.
You're not seeing the growth. You're not seeing the revenue increase. So you
Hell
have
no.
to cut costs.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no. It's difficult.
Okay. And then some good news. There is good news.
Thank heavens.
In the U.S.
What do we got?
Non-farm payrolls in the U.S. came in at 222,000 when they were expecting 179,000. And, you know, on Thursday, we were talking about ADP numbers, which is also an employment number. And it was so bad. It came in at 158,000 when we were expecting 178, I think, or somewhere around there.
All right.
So this is a great number. Unfortunately, the unemployment rate rose to 4.4% from 4.3% the month before. But it's actually not because the new jobs weren't being created, but because more people were looking for jobs. And actually, strangely enough, that's a positive sign. It means that people are showing confidence in the labor market in the U.S. So again, I guess we're pretty much on track for the U.S. to continue raising interest rates, even though unemployment and inflation was a bit disappointing on Friday. But at least they're creating, again, over 220,000 jobs. I mean, I tell you what, I think, you know, we talk about a lot about Trump and the Trump trade or the Trump dump as it's become. I think he's going to start scoring own goals because initially, we were all excited about him. He was the business person, right? The business president. And he had all these ideas about how he was going to create jobs in America, how he's going to increase production, how he was going to tax importing, sorry. Mm-hmm. But he's really done none of it. And at the G20, he's really just showing himself to be a bit, what's the word I'm looking
for?
Well,
he's like a hollow drum.
He's a hollow drum. He's a bit antisocial as well. People really don't like him.
Antisocial. He's those 4 a.m. tweets have got to stop. Someone's got to clamp down on that. Give him a toy phone or something.
Absolutely.
It's a very bad idea. Let this guy carry on the way that he is. It's doing massive damage. You know, at least
just have somebody vet it. Like,
oh, he please
even check the spelling.
Who? I mean, the only person with him at that time is, and she's probably not.
Mel Pottinger have got vacancies for clients at the moment.
Okay, yeah. Good point, well put. All right, so listen, you got to take what we can get out of this market.
Absolutely. Yeah, we also were 2% up for the year, which is not the best we've been, right?
No.
And this rand, just, it's.
What's going on there?
Continually staying weaker. It's about 13.44 last time I checked. And, you know, to think that, what, a week ago, just barely a week ago, it was below 13. It was like 12.60 or something.
Hmm.
So we're not doing great. We're not helping ourselves.
Thank you, Anthea.
My pleasure.
We will see you tomorrow.
We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. 6:45 or so, Anthea Gardner, the money shot every day to keep you up to date with everything you need to know about the money, where it's going, who's got it, how you can get more. That's the whole rule.
Another one. Another one.
This is CliffCentral.com.